And welcome.
Hello, this is Helen. Good to be here.
Good to have you, Helen.
Okay, hold on, please.
Four, six is not available. At the tone, please.
Hey. Hi, everybody.
She told us to hold on for a minute. I think they must be having some sort of problem or something with the hookup. I don't know.
Okay, thanks, Helen.
Uh-huh.
Hello, hello. Just hold on. I'm coming back. If they will let me.
Anybody there?
Oh, yeah. Okay. I am unable to do a three-way with an access code. So, would you try it? Okay. All right. Talk to the people. Welcome them here. Welcome them, podcasters. Okay. We want to welcome you to our message this evening. If you have opened this message as a podcast, we want you to understand this is a live teleconference meeting. So there will be people dialing in from all over the country. We'll begin our message in about 3 to 5 minutes to give them a chance to get here. And anytime you'd like to join Freedom's Way on our teleconference meetings, they're held every Monday and Friday evening at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time. You would dial 605-475-2090 and enter your access code, which is 373-363-pound. You can also go online to freedomswayministries.com for more information about us and ways to support our ministry. Thank you for being here. If you want to say hello, now is the time to do it.
If you tried to call the wrong number, you can erase that voicemail in there. Your sound.
Okay, whoever that was, you did not modulate where I could hear you. But welcome. Hallelujah. If you can hear me, praise the Lord.
That was me, Bill Antoinette. I left no message on your phone. I called the wrong number. I was dialing in for this, and don't waste your time.
That's not a problem. You're good. You're good. Welcome.
Thank you.
Welcome in. I'm not sure what she's doing, but welcome in. So we're glad to have you all. We'll be starting here in a few minutes. Anybody else want to say hello, hello? Good evening.
Hey, Brother Phil.
Hey, Brother Mitch. Welcome, my brother.
Thank you.
We lift you up in the name of Jesus. Leave you here. Hallelujah. Welcome in. We love you, brother. All right.
Yeah, Mitch, we're praying for you.
Hallelujah. Welcome, Rick. Yep. Amen.
Thank you, everybody. Appreciate it.
Thanks for being with us, Mitch. Anybody else want to say hello?
Yes, hi, it's Lisa. I usually come in a little late, and I wanted to see if you've heard of, you know, the update with Annette. We're praying so much. I have my...
Well, Mitch is on the line, so...
Oh, Mitch is on the line? Oh, God bless you, Mitch. We're praying so much. The Holy Spirit is presence right now. I feel, you know, He's almighty. How are you all doing? How's everything?
Yes, thank you, Dan.
We're praying for you all.
Thank you very much, and yeah, we'll just got to keep missing that in prayers. We know he got it all under control. She's going to be okay.
Okay.
She's just resting in healing right now.
She's healing.
Praise
yes. Praise God. Praise God. God bless you. You're
Amen.
Such a witness. You're just such a blessing. So we pray, Almighty God, hear our prayer.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, she is. She is such a blessing. Thank you, everybody.
Mitch, I spoke with Vicki. Vicki, I was just going to say.
Thank you, brother.
Okay, we want to welcome Marie and Jerry also. And I am going to go ahead and mute the phones and get us started. And you will need to push the mute button on your telephone, Marie. Hallelujah. I think we got everybody now. Praise the Lord. Thank you all for joining us tonight. And Father, we praise you and thank you for this amazing meeting tonight. Push the mute button on your phone. So, Father, we thank you. Thank you that you have for us tonight an amazing message. We thank you that it is your will that everyone be healed of everything. I am Vicki Burdett. I'm here with my darling husband, Phil. We are Freedom's Way Ministries. Our mission is to help you come into your true identity in Christ and to overcome everything that plagues you and keeps you from fulfilling your destiny in our living God and your purpose in His kingdom. So, Father, once again, we thank you that you have given us power over all the power of the enemy, and we use that host of heaven and the authority that you've given us to bind every unclean spirit that would seek to interrupt, disrupt, corrupt, or otherwise defile what you want us to hear. Lord, we ask that you give every one of us ears to hear and a heart to understand what you are saying. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. So, welcome again. If this is your first time in the series, we want to say that you're in for a real treat as we explore the Word of God to prove that it is God's will to heal everyone of everything. That's a heck of an opening statement. Hallelujah. Our purpose is that all believers who hear these messages will be so convinced of God's will when it comes to our healing that we all be fully persuaded that what God says he is, and what Amen. God says he does.
Amen.
Hopefully, none of us will ever again be swayed by what we see or feel, or what religious-minded people teach us based on their observations and experience in the world. We should all reject anything that opposes God's word. That's anything. Faith comes by hearing. Faith is not based on what we see. At Freedom's Way, we want to help people stop making up a reason why God's word doesn't really mean what it says. Just because things don't happen in the world the way they're supposed to according to the word, everything that happens in life is not God's will.
Well, let's say that again.
Everything that happens in this life is not the will of God. The very best example of this is his will that all are saved. You find that in 1 Timothy 2, verses 3 through 4. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who will have all men to be saved and to come into the knowledge of the truth. See, we don't have a problem believing this, but we know there are people in the world who refuse to come into the knowledge of the truth of the Lord Jesus Christ. They reject him. They reject his free gift of salvation. And within that salvation is healing in this life right here and right now. Still, there are Christians today who are rejecting the present part of their salvation, and even blaming God for sickness, injury, or infirmity. It's written into many insurance contracts. Blame God. It is not. This opposes God's will.
Amen. Hallelujah. You know, the Holy Spirit teaches us the knowledge of God. The spirit of the world teaches us the lies of hell. It is a strategy of hell to tell the same lie again and again because Satan knows that faith comes by hearing. When people hear the same lie repeatedly, they tend to believe it. The false narrative then becomes the reality. We must know it is God's will to heal in order to have faith in his word. God's word is a medicine, and it is curative. Many people in the body of Christ are not taking their medicine daily. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. The Lord, meaning the pre-incarnate Jesus, who led the Israelites out of Egypt, the Lord made a covenant of healing with the people at the waters of Marah. When the tree was cut down and thrown into the water, it caused the bitter water to become sweet. Now that typified, it was a foretelling shadow. It typifies the sacrifice of Jesus on the cross, making a way for the bitterness, including sickness, to be made sweet. God introduced himself as Jehovah Rapha, the God that healeth thee. The self-existent one who mends and cures. This is why God is called the Great Physician.
Last week we talked about this name and even more about covenant, what it means, and its meaning to God. Our God is all about covenant.
Yes,
he is. Every covenant he made with the people of Israel became immersed in the next, as we move from the old covenant of the Hebrew Scriptures to the new covenant of our New Testament Scriptures. We saw how covenants have benefits, but also conditions. And we saw how the covenants contained in the Old Testament apply to us today and to all believers in the days to come. We are spiritual Israel, the seed of Abraham, those circumcised in the heart. That's illustrated in Romans 2:28 through 29, which says, "For he is not a Jew which is one outwardly, neither is that circumcision which is outward in the flesh, but he is a Jew which is one inwardly, and circumcision is that of the heart, in spirit, and not in the letter, whose praise is not of men, but of God."
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. God's names are covenants. Jehovah Rapha is one of many, and each one testifies of his will that all be healed, whole, and healthy. God is a covenant-making and a covenant-keeping God. He is faithful to his covenant, even if we are not. He is faithful to his names, and when he calls himself by a certain name, you can bet it's because there is a covenant in it for us. Amen. We talked about covenant a lot last week, what it means and how it is an agreement and how every party involved is involved. It's not just one person given a blessing, but there are conditions in covenants. So tonight we're going to look at a few of the names of God, keeping in mind that covenant has both benefits and conditions. We have our part in it, just as God has. Even though he's faithful, regardless of our faithfulness, he does expect something from us so that we can enjoy the full benefit of what he has for us. These are his eternal names, and yet another proof of his will to heal us all. The very first book to come from this ministry is called The Counterfeit Kingdom, and it explains how Satan has counterfeited seven of the eternal redemptive names of God by putting forth a substitute in the world to bring confusion and doubt. So we'll be looking very briefly at those names in this message, and also maybe a couple others that may not be so well known.
Hallelujah. We've already gone over Jehovah Rapha, I am the Lord that healeth thee. So now let's look at some others. First of all, the first name, which we have heard numerous times and called on many times, Jehovah Jireh. This name of God literally translates, God will see to it. It means that whatever we need, from food on our tables to healing in our bodies, God will see to it according to his covenant. God says, in the name, I am your provider. In 2 Peter verses 1, chapter 1, verses 2 and 3, says the following, grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus Christ our Lord, according as his divine power has given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of him, that he has called us to glory and virtue.
Thank you, Lord.
This name, Jehovah Jireh, literally Jehovah Jireh, was first introduced in Genesis 22 in the account of Abraham and the sacrifice of Isaac. God had told Abraham to take his son up the mountain and offer the boy as a sacrifice, thus proving his love for the Lord. Abraham's obedience and faith led to his introduction to God as Jehovah Jireh. Now, Isaac was probably a bit befuddled about what was going on because he knew he and his father were going up the mountain to offer a sacrifice to the Lord, but there was no animal. Isaac carried the wood, and Abraham took the fire in his hand and a knife. So Isaac asked his father about the sacrifice, and Abraham's answer invited God's provision. In Genesis 22, verse 8, and Abraham said, "My son, God will provide himself a lamb for a burnt offering." So they went both of them together. Abraham previously had a promise from God that Isaac was the son of promise. This is the child born of Sarah, who was beyond childbearing age, and Abraham is good as dead at 100 years old. Abraham knew that even after he killed the boy, God would raise him up because of the promise. He knew his God and knew God to be faithful to his word. We know Abraham was confident of this because of what he said to his servants in Genesis 22, verse 5, which says, "And Abraham said unto his young men, Abide you here with the ass, and I and the lad will go yonder and worship and come up again to you."
Amen. Amen. You guys stay here. The boy and I are going up the mountain together, and we're coming down together again. Abraham had an expectation that God would provide the sacrifice. When you know someone well, you know what you can expect of that person. Abraham knew God. And this account is another picture of the sacrifice of Jesus. Just as the tree being thrown into the water, the entire Bible is about Jesus Christ. Now, of course, the Lord had already prepared a ram caught in a thicket for the sacrifice. This animal had to have been there a long time not to be noticed. The ram had to have worn itself out trying to get out of the entanglement. And finally, become still and quiet, worn out, because neither the father nor the son knew it was there until the Lord spoke. And this was after Abraham had bound his son on the altar, on that stone, and lifted the knife to take his life. Wow. That's when the Lord said, stop, and redeemed Isaac from certain death. Genesis 22, 13 and 14. And Abraham lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, behind him a ram caught in a thicket by his horns. And Abraham went and took the ram and offered him up for a burnt offering in the stead of his son. And Abraham called the name of that place Jehovah Jireh, as it is said to this day, in the mount of the Lord it shall be seen. Thank you, Lord.
It shall be seen. God will see to it. He is our provider, and he is our provision. He provided himself a lamb. Jesus was the lamb given for our provision in all areas of need. God then blessed Abraham and his seed forever. Genesis 22, verse 16. And said, "By myself have I sworn, says the Lord, for because you have done this thing and have not withheld your son, your only son, that in blessing I will bless you, and in multiplying I will multiply your seed as the stars of the heaven. and as the sand which goes upon the seashore, and your seed shall possess the gate of his enemies. And in your seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed, because you have obeyed my voice. Well, here again is covenant language. If you, then I. It shows the conditions and the benefits Abraham obeyed and God blessed.
Amen.
We hope you notice part of that blessing. Your seed shall possess the gate of his enemy. Is sickness an enemy? Is death? Of course they are. Therefore, God's will is that we close the door to them. He gave us charge over the gate. This name and its benefits give further proof that it is his will to heal.
Thank you, Lord. The next name we want to look at is Jehovah Nisi, the self-existent one who is our banner. Very simply put, God is our victory. In Exodus, the Amalekites came out to battle Israel as they moved through the wilderness, and God introduced himself as the one who rescues, makes free, and keeps safe, the God, our victory. Exodus 17, verse 14 and 15. And the Lord said to Moses, write this for a memorial in a book and rehearse it in the ears of Joshua. For I will utterly put out the remembrance of Amalek from under heaven. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Wow. And Moses built an altar and called the name of it Jehovah Nisi. Banners are representative of victory, as the conquering army would gather the standards of the defeated armies. These banners would then be displayed to strike fear into the hearts of the next to be conquered. They were proudly displayed at the head of the advancing ranks. They would flap and rustle in the wind as the horsemen in the chariots rode into the next battle, the next kingdom to be taken. In Song of Solomon, chapter 6, verse 10, who is she that looks forth as the morning, fair as the moon, clear as the sun, and terrible as an army with banners?
We are beloved of God, who is the one who brings the victory. He is our victory.
Amen.
2 Corinthians 2 and 14 says, now thanks be unto God, which always causes us to triumph in Christ, and makes manifest the savor of his knowledge by us in every place. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 57, but thanks be to God, which gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. It is Jehovah Nisi who causes us to triumph over the infirmities laid on us by the world, sin, and our own foolishness. It is the love of God, love that is inherent in this covenant name, that works our faith and never fails. His banner over us is love.
Thank you, Lord.
Song of Solomon 2 and 4. He brought me to the banqueting house, and his banner over me was love. Moses built an altar to the God of victory, Jehovah Nisi. He was not simply the God of victory then. He is the God of victory today and forever. The same yesterday, today, and forever. Our victory over illness. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jehovah Nisi. We call you forth. Another of the eternal names of God to talk about tonight is Jehovah Kadesh, the Lord who sanctifies. The self-existent one who makes us clean, who makes us holy.
this aspect of God's character and the resulting covenant name are introduced in Exodus chapter 31. 31, verse 12 and 13. And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, Speak you also unto the children of Israel, saying, Verily, my Sabbaths you shall keep, for it is a sign between me and you throughout your generations, that you may know that I am the Lord that does sanctify you. The Lord said this to Moses on Mount Sinai during their time of communing together there, when God wrote the Ten Commandments on a tablet for Moses to take back down the mountain to the people. And God refers specifically to keeping his Sabbaths as a condition of this covenant blessing of being sanctified or cleansed. Now, many people say the Sabbath is Saturday. Many say it is Sunday, and we say every day is a Sabbath to the Lord. Every day is a day to worship Him and to rest in Him as we accomplish His word and His will in our lives. Resting in Him. That is the rest. Resting in Him. That defines the Sabbath. And the book of Hebrews tells us we labor to enter into his rest. You know, it's just not easy to give up control of our lives to the Lord and enjoy his Sabbath rest every day. But we aren't here to argue the Sabbath, what keeping it means, what day it falls on. We are here to show you it is God's will to heal, and this eternal name proves it. He wants us to be cleansed of every unclean thing, every unclean
thing. Amen. Joel 3 and 21 says, I will cleanse their blood that I have not cleansed, for the Lord dwells in Zion. Ezekiel 16, verse 6. And when I passed by you and saw you polluted in your own blood, I said unto you, when you were in your blood, live. Yes, I said unto you, when you were in your blood, live.
Oh, thank you, Lord.
Do these verses not have a literal as well as a symbolic meaning?
Yes.
Well, we think so. There are many, many autoimmune blood diseases that God's people are suffering with and continue to accept as incurable.
I would say diabetes is the top of the list. So many people have it.
That's right. Even though the Lord clearly says he will heal our blood, many seem resigned to live with these unseen blood issues and the fears they create. Science has discovered that blood is the part of us that can tell them what our health problems are, even to the point of detecting whether or not a person has had a heart attack at some time in his past. There are markers for all sorts of health issues evident in our blood. Yet God says he is Jehovah Kadesh, the one who cleanses and sanctifies. And he is specific to mention cleansing our blood. There are many new covenant witnesses throughout God's word. Here is one of them. Hebrews 10, verse 9. Then said he, Lo, I come to you to do your will, O God. He takes away the first that he may establish the second, by the which will we are all sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once and for all. Once again, it's the will of God. We are sanctified, cleansed, and made holy by the will of God through the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. Sickness and infirmity defiles the body. Jehovah Kadesh makes it clean.
Thank you, Lord. By the which will? The will of God. By the which will? The will of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Yeah, it is the will of God.
You know, one of the conditions evident in sickness and disease is that it steals our peace. The very word dis-ease defines it. There is uneasiness in illness. A gloomy diagnosis or a bad report puts many people into a state of anxiety, worry, stress, even dread. Well, God is the antidote for that condition also, because He is Jehovah Shalom, the Lord our peace. In Judges 6, we find the account of Gideon and how it started with God's covenant of peace. This was a time when Israel was being greatly oppressed by the Midianites, and Gideon was called into the service of the Lord to tear down the altars of Baal and gain a victory for the Israelites. You can read it for yourself, but the first thing Gideon does is exactly what many of us do in times of challenge. We question God. If you're really with me, God, why is all this happening? And then he acted the same as Moses. He tried to get out of the assignment of freeing God's people. How am I going to do that? I'm a nobody from a poor family, and the least of all my family. You don't want me. In his patience and mercy, God revealed himself to the man. Gideon wanted a sign, so he prepared a meal and brought it to the messenger of God. Judges 6, verse 20 to 24. And the angel of God said to him, take the flesh and the unleavened cakes and lay them upon this rock and pour out the broth. And he did so. Then the angel of the Lord put forth the end of the staff that was in his hand and touched the flesh and the unleavened cakes, and there rose up fire out of the rock and consumed the flesh and the unleavened cakes. Then the angel of the Lord departed out of his sight. And when Gideon perceived that he was an angel of the Lord, Gideon said, oh, alas, O Lord God, for because I've seen an angel of the Lord face to face. The Lord said to him, peace be unto you. Fear not, you shall not die. Then Gideon built an altar there unto the Lord and called it Jehovah Shalom. Unto this day it is yet in Ophrah of the Abiezrites.
Ophrah. Hallelujah. God made a covenant of peace here and mentioned specifically in several other places. His covenant of peace is everlasting.
Thank you, Lord.
Isaiah 54, 10 through 14. For the mountains shall depart and the hills be removed, but my kindness shall not depart from you. Neither shall the covenant of my peace be removed, says the Lord that has mercy on you. O you afflicted, tossed with tempest, and not comforted, behold, I will lay your stones. I will lay your stones with fair colors and lay your foundations with sapphires, and I will make your windows of agates, and your gates of carbuncles, and all your borders of pleasant stones, and all your children shall be taught of the Lord, and great shall be the peace of your children. In righteousness shall you be established. You shall be far from oppression, for you shall not fear, and from terror, for it shall not come near you.
Thank you, Lord.
Peace I leave with you. John 14 and 27. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world gives, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid.
Amen. So we have an yet another Old Covenant testimony to the covenant of peace, and then Jesus Christ in John, in that passage that Bill just read, testifying of God's covenant of peace.
Amen. It is God's will that all be healed, because it is God's will that all have peace. It's also his will that all be righteous, that everyone knows the righteousness of Christ and has that righteousness within. Illness and disease are not the righteousness of God. Therefore, it is not God's will for anyone to be sick, deformed, diseased, or infirm. It does not glorify God for anyone to be ill.
That's right.
Jeremiah 23:5-6. Behold, the days come, says the Lord, that I will raise unto David a righteous branch, and a king shall reign and prosper, and shall execute judgment and justice in the earth. In his days Judah shall be saved, and Israel shall dwell safely. And this is the name whereby he shall be called, the Lord our righteousness.
You, Lord.
This is his name, Jehovah Tidkenu, the self-existent one who is our righteousness. You and I have no true righteousness without the Lord. We have only self-righteousness, which Scripture tells us is as filthy rags. It is quite often a self-righteous attitude that tells people, God gave me this illness to teach me a lesson, or so that I could get closer to him, or some other drivel. It is a pharisaical spirit that is prideful. Again, if you believe God gave it to you, then stop trying to get well.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Another of God's eternal names is Jehovah Raha. Some Raha. People, yeah, Ra. Some Raha.
Yeah.
How do you say it in Hebrew? Some people put an H in the middle, Raha.
Raha.
Raha. Which is the Lord our shepherd, the self-existent one who leads, guides, and directs our path. God is first introduced as Jehovah Ra'a in Genesis, as Joseph was receiving the blessing from his father Jacob. Genesis 49:24. But his bow abode in strength, and the arms of his hands were made strong by the hands of the mighty God of Jacob. From thence is the shepherd, the stone of Israel. The shepherd of Israel is Jehovah Ra'a. The steps of a good man are ordered by Jehovah Ra'a. Psalm 23 tells us, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. As a covenant child of God, you will not lack any good thing. And that naturally would include health and well-being. It is God's will to heal because he leads us into health. He goes with us through the valley of the shadow of death and brings us to peaceful pastures of plenty. This, too, is another picture of the Lord Jesus Christ and who he is. John 10:11-14. Jesus is speaking and he says, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd gives his life for the sheep, but he that is a hireling and not the shepherd, whose own the sheep are not, sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and flees, and the wolf catches them and scatters the sheep. The hireling flees because he is a hireling and cares not for the sheep. I am the good shepherd and know my sheep and am known of mine.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Our God is Jehovah Ra'ah, the Lord who guides us. We must allow him to do that and not buckle under to any false guidance from the world. Pay attention to that statement. Too often we follow the doctor's word as gospel truth rather than the true word of the gospel.
That's good.
Jesus is also Jehovah Shammah, the Lord who is present. This eternal name of God takes us back to the original name, I Am. He is present with us at all times. He is not the God who used to be or the God who may someday be. He is our present God. Why? Well, one reason he is present to heal. Luke 5:17, and it came to pass on a certain day as he was teaching that there were Pharisees and doctors of the law sitting by, which were come out of every town of Galilee and Judea and Jerusalem, and the power of the Lord was present to heal them. Jehovah Shammah is still with us today as he was to Jacob as he traveled to Padan Aram to take a wife. This is when the Lord made this covenant of his presence. What God says to Jacob reinforced and expanded the covenant he had made for Abraham. In Genesis 28, verses 13 through 15, and behold, the Lord stood above it and said, I am the Lord God of Abraham, your father, and the God of Isaac. The land wherein you lie, to you will I give it, and to your seed, and your seed shall be as the dust of the earth. And you shall spread abroad to the west, and to the east, and to the north, and to the south. And in you and in your seed shall all the families of the earth be blessed. And behold, I am with you and will keep you in all places where you go and will bring you again into this land. For I will not leave you until I have done that which I have spoken to you of. Psalm 46:1. To the chief musician for the sons of Korah, a song from Alamoth. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in time of need. And this says in trouble.
Amen. Very present. This is Jehovah Shammah, the same Jehovah Shammah who made his disciples that very same promise of his presence in Matthew 28, verse 18 to 20. And Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go you, therefore, and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I've commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. Well, we can't very well go forth to teach all nations to observe his commandments if we're confined to our homes or to our beds, can we? Therefore, this eternal covenant name of God also reinforces his will that all be healed. Jehovah Shammah is present with us to heal us and to release us into his will, performing his word and demonstrating his kingdom purposes. Thank you, Lord.
Just another quick example of the eternal names of God proving his will to heal. He is Jehovah Sabaoth, the Lord of hosts. He has armies, the host of heaven, angels who excel in strength and hearken to his word and his will. In 2 Kings 7:5-7, and they rose up in the twilight to go into the camp of the Syrians. And when they were come to the uttermost part of the camp of Syria, behold, there was no man there. For the Lord had made the host of the Syrians to hear a noise of chariots and a noise of horses, even a noise of a great host. And they said one to another, lo, the king of Israel has hired against us the kings of the Hittites, the kings of the Egyptians, to come upon us. Wherefore they arose and fled in the twilight and left their tents and their horses and their asses and even as the camp as it was and fled for their lives. Our life.
Hallelujah.
2 Chronicles 20:15-17. And he said, hearken you all Judah and you inhabitants of Jerusalem and you King Jehoshaphat. Thus says the Lord unto you, be not afraid nor dismayed by reason of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours, but God's. Tomorrow go you down against them. Behold, they come up by the cliff of Ziz, and you shall find them at the end of the brook before the wilderness of Jeruel. You shall not need to fight in this battle. Set yourself, stand you still, and see the salvation of the Lord with you. O Judah and Jerusalem, fear not, nor be dismayed. Tomorrow go out against them, for the Lord will be with you. And when Judah came toward the watchtower in the wilderness, they looked into the multitude, and behold, they were dead bodies fallen to earth, and none escaped. That's in 2 Chronicles 20:15-17.
Wow.
The Lord of hosts is still the Lord of hosts. His armies have not been diminished or weakened. He still fights our battles for us. We have the host of heaven to fight for our cause, and that cause includes health and healing. James 5:4, behold, the hire of the laborers who have reaped down your fields, which is of you kept back by fraud, cries, and cries of them which have reaped are entered into the ears of the Lord of Sabaoth. Has your field of good health been ravaged? The Lord of Sabaoth hears your cries and comes to destroy the enemies of infection, injury, inflammation, and infirmity. It is his will to heal. There are many more eternal names of God that describe his character, but I think you get the idea. His covenant is in his names, and all oppose sin, sickness, poverty, and death. Our job is to understand and enter into true covenant with the Lord, realizing that he's faithful and doing our best to match his faithfulness.
Thank you, Lord.
And if you believe that with me and you feel that way with me, then let's pray together and recognize the Lord for who he is. Let's come into some of that faithfulness of God. So I am going to ask that you pray this prayer with me out loud. The reason we pray out loud, for anybody that's new on the line, is because the host of heaven, the angels of God, need to hear us. Because they hearken to the voice of the Word of God. They need to know we agree with God to come and fight on our behalf. And similarly, the forces of hell also need to hear us because they can't read your mind. And they need to know that you break agreement with them, that you are worshiping the Most High God, the one true living God. Amen. So pray with me, if you will. Thank you, Lord God.
Thank you, Lord God.
That you are a covenant-keeping God. That you drive sickness and disease far from me.
Drive sickness and disease far from me.
Thank you that you are faithful.
Thank you that you are faithful.
To each and every one of your eternal names.
You are faithful to each and every one of your eternal names.
And that every name reinforces your will to heal.
Every name reinforces your will to heal.
To heal everyone of everything. Help me understand and rightly respond to you, Father.
Help me understand and rightly respond to you, Father.
In every circumstance.
Every circumstance.
So that I don't fall victim to a lying spirit that would lead me into a worldly mentality rather than a kingdom mentality. I know that you are the God who heals.
The God who provides. The God who brings victory over sin, sickness, poverty, and death. I know you are the God who sanctifies and cleanses. The God who brings me peace.
God who brings me peace.
I know you are the God who makes me your righteousness. And the God who leads and guides me through all challenges. I know that you are the God who is present with me.
God who is present with me.
At all times. And you are the God who commands a heavenly host of magnificent angels.
Magnificent angels.
Who excel in strength to fight my battles for me. I know you are these things, Father, because you said so. And your word is always true.
It is always true.
And it is righteous altogether. Forgive me, Father God, for any time I failed to keep your covenant conditions.
Anytime I fail to keep your covenant conditions.
Forgive me for breaking the covenant.
Forgive me for breaking the covenant.
That brings me health.
Health.
Provision.
Provision.
Victory.
Victory.
Cleansing.
Cleansing.
Peace.
Peace.
Righteousness.
Right.
And clear direction.
Clear direction.
Thank you, Lord, that as I confess my sins.
Thank you, Lord, that as I confess my sin
of willful disobedience, and ignorant foolishness, you forgive me of those sins, and you cleanse me of all unrighteousness. I am restored by and in your love and mercy. I am pure. And circumcised in heart to love and worship you and to walk in health, peace, and prosperity because of the covenant of the blood of Jesus. Help me keep your covenant, Lord, steadfastly and without wavering. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord forever. Okay. I just want to thank everybody for being here tonight, first of all. And if you have committed those sins, the Holy Spirit is reminding you now of how you have broken God's covenant through willful disobedience or through ignorant foolishness, or you were led astray in associational sin, or maybe you can see it in your generations. But whatever it is, carry that to the Lord. Repent of it, which means change your mind, change your heart, and change your direction. Stop doing what you were doing. And he is faithful and just, 1 John 1:9, to forgive your sins and to cleanse you of all unrighteousness. And I thank you for that, Lord. Thank God I've got a Savior. And if you have a comment or a question tonight, you can push the *6 keys on your telephone keypad and you will be heard, except for Marie, and all you have to do is unmute your phone, I think. Not sure. So, any comments or questions?
star 6, unmute your phone. Hallelujah. We were either really clear or very confusing. Da 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 da. So if you have something to say, now's the time to say it. If not, Pastor Phil will bless us with the Aaronic benediction and pray us into this wonderful week. Comments or questions? Yes.
Hello, Vicki. Well, thank you very much. The favorite teaching.
You're welcome.
Would you reiterate which name was with the Sabbath?
Jehovah Kadesh.
Kadesh?
Yes.
I'm not familiar with that. Okay. Thank you.
Holiness. Keep my Sabbath, for they are holy.
And they're saying holiness in prayer, and it is Kadesh, Kadesh, Kadesh. So it means
set apart. There is a Sabbath to the Lord, set apart.
So I don't even know what to say. Okay. Thank you.
Hallelujah. Yes, God bless you. Thank you, Antoinette. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And you know, in this sanctification, it's the Lord of sanctification and holiness being set apart to him. And he also connects that. That is where he connects the cleansing of the blood is Jehovah Kadesh. It's very interesting when you really get digging down into the word. Who else has something to say tonight? Anybody?
Hey,
yeah, that was very powerful. Go ahead, Gracie.
Go ahead, Gretchen.
Yeah, I just want to lift a net up to the Lord. And Father, I just call upon you as Jehovah Rapha, the Lord, her healer, the Lord, our healer. Father, we heard the word, and even like Moses came to you and said, Lord, they're not going to, you know, do this and vindicate your name. Father, I'm asking that you vindicate your name as Jehovah Rapha for our sister. And I ask that in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
That's all I have.
Thank you, Gretchen. Yes, Rick.
Praise God. I'm in agreement with Gretchen, what she said. We lift Annette up to the Lord of mercy.
Amen. Thank you, Lisa. And I think I heard Rick.
Well, I'm just in prayer and agreement, and it's very powerful, and I could sense a little bit of resistance on my end, like, oh, it was stirring up a lot, and I just know that we are in agreement that God will vindicate his word and perform it, and we'll see the cleansing of the blood on this autoimmune disease, but especially with this assault against Mitch and Annette, that This is the time where we pray, arise, O God, and let your enemies be scattered. And his word has gone forth, and our God is a champion. And that we pray that whatever resistance now crumbles at the spoken word that has gone forth.
Amen. Amen. Yes. Jehovah Rapha, Jehovah Nisi. Lead your armies, Lord. Anybody else? If there are no other comments or questions.
I agree with everybody. Thank you very much for all your prayers. Thank you, Father God,
thank
for
you,
being
Lord.
With us always. Thank you for having me covenant over my family, over my net.
Yes.
Thank you. Thank
we
you,
are with you.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Mitch. God bless you.
Thank you, brother and sister. Thank you, everyone. Love everybody.
We love you, too. Okay, if everyone would just mute your telephone, Pastor Phil is going to close the meeting.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We worship you. We honor you tonight. We honor your presence, our Father. We thank you for touching all that are on the line with your healing touch, the understanding of your word, the strength of your character and your power, your authority, God. Thank you, Lord, as you surround your people with your angels and your peace. And I just loose the peace of God that passes all understanding. Receive in the mighty name of Jesus. Touch and heal. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We worship you, our Father, and we are a thankful people. We give you honor and glory. And Lord, as your high priest of Israel, Aaron, bless the people of Israel. In the sixth chapter of Numbers, I will bless your people, Israel, your chosen people, Lord, with the Aaronic benediction in Hebrew and in English. Yivarachach Adonai ve'yishmarecha. Yisa Adonai panav elecha ifunecha. Yisa Adonai panav elecha v'yasem lecha shalom. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord lift his face unto you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift his countenance unto you and give you peace, give you shalom. And I add in Yeshem Yeshua in the name of Jesus, who is our Sar Shalom, our Prince of Peace. And we thank you, God, for your blessing. We thank you that you're encamping your angels around your people. You're protecting them, healing them, strengthening them to see and worship you in all that they say and do. Speak to their hearts, Lord. Encamp your angels around them and give them a God-filled, peace-filled week, protected. And we turn aside all pestilence from our homes in the mighty, precious name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you all. God bless you. We will be here in the morning. 7:15 for the King's Table on this same telephone line. And also, again, Friday night, this message will be repeated. Come back, get what you missed tonight, and bring your friends.
Hallelujah.
Bye now.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for the healing.
Sounds good.
Thank you, Mitch.
Bless you, brother.
Bless you too, brother and sister. Bless everyone online. We'll see you everyone you said. Thank you, brother and sister.
He is the Lord our
Savior. Good night.
He sent his word.
God bless you, Mitch and Annette. We're praying. Thank you, Lord.
He is the Lord that healeth. I am the Lord that healeth
thee. I am the Lord thy healer. I send my word and heal your disease.
I am the Lord your healer.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Give you all the glory, Lord.